Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. Joe Biden promises the United Nations in a speech this afternoon that the United States is drawing a line under its military era. The American president assures us that from now on, his country will use military force only as a last resort, a speech that comes a few weeks after the withdrawal of American forces from Afghanistan. In France, a minute of silence was observed in Toulouse at precisely 10:17 a.m. It was at this time that 20 years ago, on September 21, 2001, the AZF plant exploded because of an accidental chemical mixture, an unprecedented disaster in France and a very heavy human toll, with 31 deaths and more than 2,500 people injured. This morning, three commemoration ceremonies took place in Toulouse, but without members of the government. On Twitter, Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the victims and their families. He is the main suspect in the disappearance of his wife, Delphine, in Cagnac-les-Mines in the Tarn. Cédric Jubilard remains in prison. For the fourth time, the court rejected this morning his request for release. The Court of Appeal of the Investigation Chamber considers that there is a risk for witnesses and even a risk of disturbance of public order. And the Ministry of the Interior is criticized by the General Controller of Detention Centers. In a report published this morning, Dominique Simonneau calls for the establishment of a government policy to improve the conditions of police custody in France. She noted that in most police stations inspected, several people had to share the same cell in promiscuous and disgraceful conditions. And finally, a telephone platform for victims of incest is launched today by the Independent Commission on Incest and Sexual Violence Against Children. The objective is to listen to and advise victims. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.